what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life Inner Show podcast. This is part two of a two-part series on the top 10 mindset tips for business success. Now, if you've been tuned into the Life Inner Show at all, you know we're all about helping you create an amazing life and a business that supports that life. If you don't know me, my name is Jason Wojo. I'm your host, and I have a co-host here. His name is Polish Peter. Don't ask. And we are in part two, so we covered the first five of these in the last episode. If you haven't listened to that, go ahead and listen to that right after you've done this one. They are not, you know, they don't build on each other, so you don't have to listen to one before the other. But here's the other five tips that we've come up with to help you really harness the ideas and the principles, the mindset that is going to help you be more successful in business. And so the next one we have, which is number six, or number one for today, is embracing imperfection and recognizing that done is better than perfect. Because what happens is that people that wait until everything is perfect, either in a product, in an offering, in a plan, in a service, like till you have all the details ironed out, you've lost so much time. And this takes so long to get to market that you never end up really ever launching, because here's the secret, like it will always be able to be better. Imagine if, you know, your Mac OS or Windows waited until everything was perfect. We still today would not have, we still wouldn't today have Windows or the Mac OS, right?
Like Mac is version perfect. Like
18.14.6.7.10, like, and we're getting a new one every couple of weeks, it seems. And like, so you just got to get out there and launch it and improve it. And because here's the other thing with this is, like, you think you know all the answers and you're going to design this perfect product, but oftentimes it's the feedback from the market itself that gives you the things you need to improve. And so what you think your target customer or prospect may want actually is different than what reality is. And so launching it, getting the feedback quickly from your prospects and from your target market is really what's going to allow you to kind of continually move forward to perfection. Now, also realizing you will never actually reach perfection, but it'll be pretty dang good after time.
Yeah, and I wish I could remember the person's name, but it was a famous author that once said that when you launch it and you're not embarrassed by it, you waited too long. That stuck in my head for a long time, because think about it this way. If you launch it and you're not embarrassed by it, waited too long, that means you're trying to do some aspects of it being perfect.
Now, so there's a couple obvious, like, and use your brain with this too. Like, there's a few obvious exceptions to this. Like, you know, if you're a tattoo artist, like, maybe you want to have some skill before you start, you know, drawing on people's arms. Or if you have a child safety restraint business, like, make sure it actually works before you, like, let people buy this for their kids, right? Use some discretion with this. But what we see more than anything is, like, people just, like, waiting forever until things are launched, and like it just never gets done. You know, Peter and I right now, this episode, are both working on our books, and like he's probably going to beat me to the launch here. And you know, I have an editor coming on board here in another month or so to start editing the book. But like, for a while I kept adding and adding to the book, and I'm like, oh, this should go in there, and this should go in there, and oh, this can be better. And like, you can just get wrapped up in it. It's just like, no matter what it is, you just got to recognize that, like, you got to get it out there, and then you iterate quickly. You know, maybe tactically speaking, if you have a brand new service or product, maybe you get it out to a beta testing group just to get feedback. Like, you know, I had beta readers for my book, and you get some reps in there so that you can make the improvements based on the feedback from that population. And of course it does have to be good. At the end of the day, you can't put crap out there, you know, and expect it to do well. Cause over time, the quality of that product will be part of your marketing as people give more and more referrals if it's good. But you got to get it launched and just get some feedback, make quick changes, like don't let it sit there. And then you will quickly become, it'll be something that's actually good. And people will be happy to exchange their money for. You just can't improve what doesn't exist.
Right. So after the beta readers read your book, you're still going to go and release the book?
Actually, I burned it and started again. So, all right.
Number
what's
seven.
The next one?
Number, was it seven, right?
7.
Yeah, surround yourself with the people who are playing a bigger game. I think that's a huge thing when it comes to growth in your business. Always looking to surround yourself with people who are ahead of you. Because what ends up happening when you start looking from the perspective, you can learn a lot from them. And by seeing what they're doing, how they're operating, their belief system, and how they show up in those rooms in Mastermind, that's why we created Life on Air. That's how the Life on Air is structured the way it is because when you sit there in the room and you see other people operating in a different way, it's almost like it rubs off on you. And you want to do better, and you want to learn, and you learn different belief systems, and you see what they did and how they did it. So that perspective alone of surrounding yourself with people who are ahead of you, where you want to be, and I'm not just talking about one particular area. I would say looking from the perspective of being holistic. So what I mean by that is that, let's say in your business, you are making, let's say, 5 figures, you want to get to 6 or 7 figures. So you surround yourself with people who are 6 or 7 figures, but let's say their marriages are suffering and you don't want that, you probably wouldn't want to be in that particular circle. So looking from their holistic picture of surrounding yourself with people who are ahead of you can have a tremendous difference in your growth, enable to not only help you focus, help you be accountable, help you be taking different actions, leapfrog, right? Because those things are really, really powerful in that regard. What do you got to say about that one?
Yeah, man. Well, two things. One is like your circle really is your ceiling. Like, and you know, so you got to be around the right people. Now, you know, you said people playing a bigger game than you. That doesn't mean making more money necessarily. It doesn't mean a bigger business per se, or more doors, or more, you know, whatever. It means a better game. They're playing a better game. Like they're not people that are sacrificing, you know, everything for one. You know, like they're not sacrificing their health, their marriage, their relationship with their kids over making money. Like, and so I actually even like this idea of surrounding yourself with people playing a better game, one that is a different bar, not just a higher bar, but a different bar, so that you can have a life and business you want. Like if you're listening to this podcast, you know, you're probably sick of hearing us say it, but like we're all about having both, you know, and not in a compromising way, but in a synergistic way. And so like getting around those people can really shortcut your own learning curve and really kind of inspire you to give you possibility, to give you hope for the kinds of things that you yourself might be able to experience when you're kind of around these people, you know. And you if you're the smartest person in the room, like you said, Peter, like if something's wrong, like you don't want to be at the top. You want to be like somewhere in the middle or at the bottom even, and be humble enough and open enough to learn from those that are beyond you, right? And so that's a huge tip for moving forward.
All right, so that's why I was talking about having that holistic vision view of, you know, people who are playing the bigger game, because that's a holistic part, right?
Yep.
So on that note, listen, based on that one, I am currently looking for a new best friend. So if anybody wants to, because I need to upgrade my best friend, so if anybody wants to let me know, you know
actually this would be amazing, because you are volunteering to that. So I don't have to do this, number one, and you are volunteering to do the work for this process. And so I get to benefit from it. So I love this, dude, which actually leads us to our next one. You
How is that lead us to the next one? I'm curious how we're going to go into the next one.
Oh, dude, I'll tie this in. Don't worry. You're the bottleneck, but you're also the breakthrough. Right. And so, okay.
You
got
me? What you're doing there. So you, my best friend, are the bottleneck? Is that what you're saying?
No, you're going to help me break through this to greener pastures.
Okay, well, let's get back to the serious side of the podcast and just what's the bottleneck thing? Talk to me.
Yeah, so listen, so this is something you got to recognize, like it all comes down to you. Like we talked about extreme ownership, the very first principle, if you haven't listened to the last podcast. And the truth is that like nobody can do this for you. And you have the potential within yourself to be the person to grow into the business, person you want to be, the kind of husband, the kind of father, kind of wife, whatever that is for you, or not. But you got to recognize, like, you know, you have that possibility within you, and it's your choice. It's your decision. You know, no one's going to tell you what to do. Anybody who tells you what to do is, you know, now you're living their vision. So when you have a vision and you have this this possibility laid out in front of you, you have the very real autonomy and the agency to decide, like, hey, do I want to be a limit, a bottleneck, a lid on my life, on my vision, on my business, or do I want to, like, you know, be more than I am now? And that's and that's not to say that, like, I don't want you to think that, like, you know, we're saying to be unhappy with who you are, or you have to, you know, feel guilty about how far you've come thus far, and you, oh, I have so much further to go. Like, that's not about it at all. It's like, mm-hmm. it's about like enjoying the journey. It's about, you know, just kind of, and it's also about keeping it in its place, by the way, too, because I see people that are obsessed with personal development, and they're some of the most selfish people I've ever met, because it's all about them. And so it's about just recognizing the ability you have to choose, like, to grow into the person you need to become to live the vision you want, or kind of stay where you're at, right? And that's there's nothing wrong with that if that meets your vision. But, like, I just want to encourage you with that you have this ability within yourself.
Yeah, and I think it works well with the rule that we shared in a previous podcast about extreme ownership. When you look from the perspective of, like, and this relates to anything in life, not just business. Now we're talking about business here, but it can relate to anything personal. If you start looking from the perspective of some areas of my life or the business, whatever, that doesn't work, or they don't work as well as I'd like it to, and you start looking, I'm the bottleneck in this, and this is happens every single time, like all the time, you start getting curious about what is it, what's the thing that I need to resolve, what is, am I not being curious, am I not listening, or how am I listening, and all those kinds of things. And that's when actual breakthrough can happen. You being the bottleneck can become the breakthrough, and a lot of times you become the breakthrough, and it helps breakthrough the business. Because if you are, let's say, the bottleneck, because now we are not able to get the marketing out as soon as possible, and we're missing the deadlines, and you start seeing that I'm the bottleneck because the team is asking me for this and this and this, and I am not bringing it to them, then you looking from the perspective, okay, I need to take myself out of that particular part of the equation, and you bring somebody else on that team to work on this, and you put an SOP in place or whatever it might be, and guess what? Now that becomes a breakthrough, because now your marketing starts to operate a lot more effectively. You get it out there quicker, and you start testing more and things like that. And all of a sudden, you start seeing, okay, you know what? I think it actually ends up happening if you experience this once or twice or three times or more, and you start looking from a very empowering perspective, you start to look for the bottlenecks now in a business. You start to look for where you can be a bottleneck, and it's almost like a detective thing to be able to eliminate those things. It's no longer a bad thing being a bottleneck, but it's almost like, let's see where else I can, you know, free up the bottleneck thing. Does that make sense? And yep. I think it becomes fun to actually work in a business that way.
Yeah. Hey, we'll get right back to our episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about our business builder workshop. Peter, I love this event, man. Why do people need to go?
Yeah, because you are going to be designing your own business, right? If you haven't been successful in the business as well as you would like it to, this is the event to be, because we're going to be working through everything. It's like an MBA in 3 days for your own business.
That's right, man. We cover everything from systems, processes, automation, hiring, sales, marketing. It is like what Peter said. We've had a woman who went to business school. She said she learned more in 3 days with us than she did at 2 years of her business school. So if you would like to make a transformational change in your business as well, go to lifeinner.com right now, click on the Business Builder Workshop, register for event, and we will see you there. So this gets us to the next one, man, which is fail forward and do it fast. Like, you know, we talked about in the last episode, like the fear of looking bad and the fear of what other people will think and what people will say. But the quicker you can actually fail, and and when I say fail, I don't even know if I like that word at all, man, because like it feels so like, I don't know, like I don't think there's such a thing as failure. Like if you learn from what you did, is it really even a failure? Or was it just like, you know, just, hey, I just, okay, well, this is just an attempt that didn't turn out the way I want it to be. Like, you know, I don't know if it's a failure. I think the only failure is if you stop or if you don't learn. Like, that's the only way you can fail. And so having those failures, learning what doesn't work, and then just pivoting. And it's the same thing we're talking about here, like whether we talked about, you know, you being a bottleneck, or, you know, letting things get in your way, or launching when you're not ready. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. It's learning, but you learn by doing. Like, it's not just about reading a bunch of books. Like, listen, you know, you can see my bookshelf behind me. I got hundreds of books. If reading a book was all you needed to be successful, then everybody would have abs and $10 million in their bank account. Like, it's about implementation. And so you got to, in order to fail, you have to try, and to try, you have to implement and take action. And so, like, I just think this is so, we can get caught up in our own heads about, you know, mm-hmm. are we prepared? Are we have all this like chatter and all this self-talk, right? That like keeps us from taking action. But like, that's part of the process. You got to like look at it as like one of the steps that you got to take in this journey.
Right. And think about it this way. If you've, let's say you're 15, 20 years old, you've already done a lot of those kinds of fall forward first kind of things, right? Think about it this way. If you were not, you know, living this principle that we just talked about, then you probably wouldn't be walking right now, because you would stop walking because I fall forward and I fell all over the place. So I just need to stop walking. This walking thing is a no-go. Same thing with riding a bicycles and all kinds of different things. So you already know how to do this, not how to do this, but you already know to do this. It's just this a new area, let's say in the business or whatever it might be, that falling forward, moving forward, as long as you keep moving forward kind of a thing, that is, like I said, it's an investment, I think. I think that quote unquote failure is an investment into yourself, into your business. So the more you quote unquote invest in yourself, more you fail, and more you invest in yourself, in your business, the quicker you're going to get to some kind of a success kind of thing ultimately.
Yeah, dude. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's a path to success.
It's a path to success. Yeah. I think it's the only road a lot of times.
Dude, everybody fails. Like, just get over it and just do it. And just you get up, you dust yourself off. You're like, okay, what went wrong? And you just do it again, and you do it better, right? And you learn one thing, and that's all it is. It's iterations.
Right. So listen, on that note that you just said, everybody fails. If you really believe that, which I think every single one of us should, because I know I failed a bunch of times. I know Vojo failed a bunch of times. And anytime you hear somebody talking, they keep talking about they failed a bunch of times. So if that is the case, and a lot of times the reason why we don't fail, because we don't want to look bad, we don't want to look horrible. So if you know that pretty much every single person in the world has been failing all over the place, they're all pretty much the same. Why do we need to be worried about failure? Let's just keep moving forward. Just keep falling forward, and you'll be surprised what can happen in your life and business. So
yeah, dude, there's not a single human on earth who's never, you know, fallen off their bicycle learning how to ride. Like, it's just the way it is in everything. There's no one who's ever gotten in a relationship and hasn't screwed up or hasn't, you know, let themselves fall off the wagon with their health. Like, it's just everybody. You get back on the wagon. All right. So the last top mindset tip is that there is no perfect time. The perfect time is right now. Like, this is the only time there is. You know, we talk about this a lot in life in here. Like, you know, someday when my kids are grown up, my parents are in a home, I get the raise, I get the corner office, we put all of these conditions in front of us until we do that thing, until all of a sudden, like, that moment is here. You know, I have a good friend who, I met him 2008 or 9, maybe even 7. And we went to, I actually met him at a real estate investing training, and neither of us had ever done a deal. And I kept up with him. We went to this event because he doesn't live that far from me. Mm-hmm. And I kept up with him, and he never ended up doing anything. He just kept his job, and he kept, every time we talk, he's like, yeah, man, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm just waiting for this. I'm waiting for that. Like, you know, I'm waiting for the kids to graduate. I'm waiting for this other thing over here. I'm waiting for it's a busy season at work. And like, long story short, there's never a perfect time. Like, and I think we just are afraid of taking that first step because of all the things we just talked about, like, you know, the fear of failure and everything else. And like, now is the only time, like it's literally the only time. And I know it sounds so like cliche, but like literally like a second ago where I just said a second ago is gone. Ooh, doo, 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 doo. And so like you just got to do it now.
Okay, now you're adding sound effects to the show. Man, this is becoming a 5D kind of an experience here for people. But listen, yes, I think he's totally right about that. There was a quote that says, "When was the best time to plant a tree? 10 years ago. When's the next best time? Today, right now," kind of thing, right? So that's why it's so important. Just start going after. Just start doing something right now. Little step. It doesn't have to be some monumental thing. Just little step. Start doing it today and start doing it right now. The close cousin to it, I will tell you this as a bonus kind of a principle, bonus kind of mindset shift, is this: it's never too late. You know, that means that, you know, I don't care if you're 40, 50, 80, 100. And you're thinking it's too late, it's never too late. You can start today, any day. Start the business, start the workout, start the diet, or not diet, or like eating right, or whatever it might be. Today is the day. Every single day is a new day.
Well, listen, dude, like, I shared this in the last episode. So I'm a few months into sharing content on social media. Come follow me if you haven't. And dude, this part of me is like, hey, it's 2025. It's too late. Like everybody else is already on social media and they already have
Yeah.
followings and I missed the boat. Well, guess what? Like that attitude, by the way, I've been thinking that for the last year and a half that I've been putting this off. And so like, you know what? Yeah. Would it have been better if I started a year and a half ago? Yeah. But guess what? I didn't. And so I can either keep using that excuse or I can get my stuff out together and get out there and do it. And like, it's better than nothing. And in 2 years, I'll be glad I started. And that's the kind of attitude you just got to have. Just get started because, building momentum, overcoming inertia, getting that ball moving is the hardest part of all of it. It's easier once you start going. It's easier to continue going to the gym once you're at the gym, right? And so you got to just have that attitude of like, now is the time and not put it off. And together, these things will make a huge difference for you. All right, so let's summarize these, man. You got anything to add to that?
No, I would just say, like, what popped into my head from what you just mentioned. Like, I just saw a video recently of a woman. She was 72 years old and she was kind of overweight and she started working out. And they had like a video that, timeline, right? By the time she was, I think, 73, 74, 75, she looks better than me, kind of a thing, right?
Right.
So a lot of
Well, I
people were like,
mean, I
well,
could. There's probably a lot of similarities in your physiques, actually.
shoddy. Okay. But the thing is, I would say, a lot of some. Just bad images. Okay, out. All right, let's move on. So I will tell you this. So it's never too late. Today is the
Dude,
day. Go for it.
right. All right. So here we go. Like, first of all, I hope, listen, the point of these podcasts, the point of this content isn't just to kind of entertain you. It's to help you actually do something. So like take that last principle and really, whether it's one of the 10 principles that we shared over these last two episodes, just pick one of them. Just pick one of them and run with it. Do something with it because this makes all the difference in the world. You don't have to master all 10. Don't worry about it. Like you'll get to it. But like just start where you are now and move forward with it. So to summarize today's, we had done is better than perfect, right? Next one is surround yourself with people that are playing a better game than you. Then we had recognizing that you are the bottleneck and you're also the breakthrough. So you have that dual responsibility and dual opportunity. We talked about failing forward and doing that fast. And then also the last one is like now being the best time to move forward and not waiting until someday when. Listen, we love hearing from you and we love knowing whether you're enjoying these podcasts and getting value from them. So please leave us a review, leave us a rating, give us some feedback on how you are enjoying the show and share it with somebody if you feel like this would be valuable for someone you care about to help them move past any limiting beliefs or mindset issues regarding being successful. Because we all, I think, are, if you're listening to this, my guess is you're someone who really likes helping other people succeed as well, just like we do. And so we'd love and appreciate that as well. All right, we will see you next week, everyone. Take care.